More news now. Thorpe students raise funds for the air ambulance. And the university student newspaper celebrates an anniversary. But we start with news of a first for Norwich, a waiter's race.
Waiters and waitresses from across Norwich will be showing off their skills in a race across the city. The event, which marks National Waiters Day and is a first for Norwich, is happening on Tuesday the 16th of May at 10 a.m. Competitors will race from the Library Restaurant on Guildhall, down Jail Hill, along the Marketplace and up Hay Hill towards the finish line at the War Memorial on St Peter Street. They'll have to wear their uniforms while carrying plastic wine glasses and a plastic bottle of water along the historic route. Staff from Norwich's restaurants, cafes, pubs, hotels and coffee shops can take part. Jane Raffles, the owner of the Library Restaurant, said, "We're delighted to be involved with an event that raises awareness of what a fantastic career in hospitality can be. Highlighting the dedication of the front of house teams, as well as playing a very positive impact on employment in our region and nationally." National Waiters Day was established in 2013 by Fred Syriax, the star of hit Channel 4 show First Dates. The aim of the day is to change the perception of front of house and service roles as an unskilled job with long working hours to one that offers a variety of skills and a career progression. Across Britain, the hospitality industry employs around 2.9 million people.
The University of East Anglia's UEA student newspaper has marked its 25th anniversary. Over the years, Concrete has documented student life and university events across 338 issues, more than 40.5 million pages. Launched in 1992, the first issues cover the construction of Nelson Court and Constable Terrace on campus and Castle Mall in the city centre. Over the years, well-known faces including Stephen Fry, Sir Paul McCartney, Bob Geldof, and UEA alumnus Greg James have appeared in its pages. A reception to mark the event was held at the Sainsbury Centre last week, with student editors and journalists past and present attending. Vice-Chancellor Professor David Richardson said, "Concrete is a very important part of the fabric of life at UEA, not least because its reporters hold the university's authorities and students' union to account. An entirely healthy and necessary role."
Students from Thorpe have raised more than £2,000 for the air ambulance after a year-long fundraising drive. The Thorpe St Andrews School and sixth form pupils presented the East Anglian Air Ambulance, the EAAA, with a cheque for £2,145.17 after the campaign, which saw them organise collections, cake sales, sporting events and stalls. Ginny Seppings, fundraising officer for the charity, said, "Since we receive no regular government funding, the EAAA relies almost entirely on the generosity of the very community that we serve. It costs on average £3,500 each time our crews are tasked, so we're incredibly grateful to the students at Thorpe St Andrews School and Sixth Form for their hard work and support over the past year. Since 2014, pupils have raised more than £10,000 for the charity."
In April 1942, Norwich was changed forever when the German Luftwaffe attacked our city with an assault that claimed the lives of more than 200 people and saw many streets reduced to rubble. And on Saturday, 75 years on, the victims of the Baedeker raids were remembered in a poignant service held at the Baedeker Gardens in Earlham Cemetery, where more than 100 of those who lost their lives are laid to rest. Among those who gathered to pay their respects were standard bearers and members of the Norfolk and Norwich Combined Ex-Services Association, the Lord Mayor of Norwich, Marion Maxwell, and the Sheriff of Norwich, Richard Marks. The Reverend Robert Avery, the Vicar of St Peter Mancroft Church, led the service. He spoke of how, in the Second World War, the total number of civilians killed actually outnumbered the total number of service personnel killed. Very rightly and properly, we focus on those who gave their lives fighting in our armed forces every year. We do that at Remembrance Time and on other significant anniversary occasions. But it is also very important that we remember those civilians who were killed on occasions like this, 75 years on, Mr. Avery said.
The complex story of former Norwich City Football Club player and international star Justin Fashanu will be premiered at an international film festival. He and his football-playing brother John were brought up by foster parents in Shropham, near Attleborough, from 6 years old. Justin became Britain's first million-pound black footballer when he transferred to Brian Clough's Nottingham Forest in 1981. And he was the first player to come out as gay in an interview with The Sun in 1990. There was a subsequent backlash in a climate of prejudice, and he became a target of crowd abuse and struggled to get a full-time contract. He took his own life, aged 37, at a block of garages in Shoreditch, London, on the 2nd of May 1998. The documentary film Forbidden Games previewed at Toronto's Hot Docs Festival on Tuesday, May the 2nd, and was produced and directed by Adam Dark and John Carey. Justin and his brother were the sons of a Nigerian barrister living in the UK and a Guyanese nurse named Pearl. When the couple split up, the youngsters were fostered by Alf and Betty Jackson in Shropham. Justin began his career as an apprentice with Norwich City, turning professional towards the end of December 1978. He made his league debut on January the 13th, 1979, against West Bromwich Albion and became a regular goal scorer. The footballer has since become a symbol of the continuing problems faced by gay men and women in sport, and his name is used by the Justin campaign, launched in 2008, to campaign against homophobia in football.
That's all for this part of Chatterbox. In a few moments, Jane Evans and Robin Quine will have more news, and Chris Skinner will be here to present his Nature Notes. So for now, it's goodbye from
Alison Aplin
and Don Cleaver.